5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Welcome to Varsity Ward Primary Podcast.
Thank you for joining us.
Primary is the best.
Let's get ready to learn something new.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what fun things we're going to learn today.
Happy April, everyone. I hope you are looking forward to the rain and sunshine that April brings. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We hope that you are enjoying it and learning a lot about Joseph Smith and the amazing people who helped build Jesus' church. I hope you all have been talking about Easter this week. Yes, the Easter Bunny is coming this weekend, and that is super exciting. But it's important to remember the real reason why we celebrate at this time of year. We celebrate the death and resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And this year, we get to celebrate and hear from the prophet and his apostles at the same time. This weekend is also General Conference. I hope you've received your coloring packets so you can color, listen, and follow along. We want to remind you of Zoom singing time, April 11th and 25th, with Sister Strang and Sister Vardy at 11:45. We also have birthdays this month. If you see Carter Levitt, Levi Nielsen, Wally Allen, Stetson Nielsen, and Capri Orr, make sure you wish them a happy birthday. Now we will hear a scripture from Danina Flexog, messages from Isaiah Croach, Autumn Levitt, and from one of our new teachers, Brother Bourne.
2 Nephi chapter 31,
verse 11. And the Father said,
Repent ye.
And be baptized in the name of my beloved Son.
In the name of my beloved Son. I like this scripture because I'm going to be baptized next year, and also my brother's on a mission.
Okay, Isaiah, how do you know Jesus loves you?
So much, and he made my body.
He did make your body. Thank you.
Autumn, why is it important to remember the Savior during the Easter season?
Because that's when he was resurrected. And
what does that help us learn about what we can do?
We can be resurrected.
Yeah.
We can. Because of him.
That's right.
Get ready.
Hi everyone, my name is Brother Bourne. I teach the CTR 4 class with my wife. And Sister Orr asked me if I could share a message and my testimony about something in the Come Follow Me from the first 2 weeks of this month. And so as I was looking this over, it's the first week is talking about missionary work. And how we can open our mouths and reach other people and invite them to come close to our Heavenly Father. And so in the Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, in verses 8 to 10, it says, "Open your mouths, and they shall be filled, and you shall become even as Nephi of old, who journeyed from Jerusalem in the wilderness. You open your mouths and spare not, and you shall be laden with sheaves upon your back, for lo, I am with you. They open your mouths, and they shall be filled, saying, Repent, repent, and prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his path straight, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, I know that can be a little wordy, especially for the younger kids, but some examples that we can do to talk to people and tell them about Heavenly Father and Jesus. Is to, if one of your friends or a classmate asks what you did this weekend, you can say, oh, I went to church, or I listened to church, or I watched an oral conference. And they can ask, well, what is that? And then you can talk and tell them about it. And it says that as we open our mouths, that we'll be able to have the words given to us. And so the question here, it says, why does Heavenly Father want us to open our mouths and say the gospel with others? So if you think about your life, how happy does making, or how happy does going to church make you? That's a question you can ask yourself. And the answer, whatever it is, you can tell your friend or your classmate or whoever. And so I served a mission. I served in London, England, which is really far away across an ocean. And while I was there, I had to learn to, like it says, to open my mouth to share the gospel with others. And when I first got over there, I was not very good at this, and I was very scared to talk to people because it's scary talking to people who you don't know. A lot of the time we would just talk to people who were in the streets, or we'd just go and knock on some random person's door. And so in the beginning, I was very scared to do this, but as I got confident and as I opened my mouth, I was given the words to say, and I was able to know and discern these people's needs to help them come closer to our Heavenly Father and Jesus. And I really have a testimony of that the words will be given to us. And I saw many people who were in a sad place in their life, and then they heard about the church and came to church, and it filled a hole and it made them happy, and really brought light into their life. And so I know that as we open our mouths, that our Heavenly Father will, in fact, put words in our mouth to help us, and that these people who we open our mouths to, they'll feel the happiness that comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they'll feel the happiness that we have as we share this message. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Did you know?
Hi, my name is Danina Flexhog, and I like unicorns, and I like my sister, and I like to play with my family.
I like to go camping.
Yeah.
I like the bow and arrow.
You do like bow and arrows. And you are...
The new one in the car.
Okay, yeah. What's so cool about the new one?
It goes so far.
Yeah.
And also, I like this praise.
Okay.
And I like Jesus.
And you like Jesus.
Okay. And then the end.
My name's Autumn Levitt, and I like dogs.
Missionary Minute.
Hey everybody, this is Elder Piney.
And Elder Webb.
And today we want to talk about how Easter represents Christ.
Elder Piney, if Easter is about Christ, then why do we use chicks and bunnies?
Well, Elder Webb, baby chicks and bunnies represent new life. Because Christ died and rose again, we will all live again someday.
That is so cool. I love Jesus Christ, and I love Easter. And I love bunnies and chicks, and I love this gospel.
I do too. And you guys, we know that Jesus loves you too. This season is all about him, and so we encourage you to remember him this week and this coming weekend, especially as you watch and listen to General Conference. And we share these things with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It's story time.
Chapter 18, The Law of the Church, February 9th, 1831. In Kirkland, Ohio, the Lord gave a very important revelation to Joseph Smith. It is called the Law of the Church. The Lord said the saints should teach the gospel to all people. Men who go on missions should be ordained to the priesthood by leaders of the church. Two missionaries should work together. They should teach from the Bible and the Book of Mormon. They should pray to have the Holy Ghost with them. The Holy Ghost would tell them what to teach. Missionaries should baptize people who believe the gospel. The Lord said members of the church should obey the Ten Commandments. They should not kill, they should not tell lies, they should not say bad things about other people, they should not do any other bad things. The saints should share what they have with other people. Sharing with others is like sharing with Jesus. Jesus gave the saints other commandments. No saint should think he or she is better than another person. The saints should be clean. They should work hard. The saints should take care of sick members. Men who have the priesthood should bless the sick. Those who have faith can be healed. They will not die if it is not time for them to die. Righteous saints should not be afraid to die. Death is wonderful for righteous people. Jesus said he would reveal many things to righteous members. These revelations would bring joy. The Lord told the saints to obey the law of the church. Chapter 19, The Second Coming of Jesus Christ. Some people in Kirkland, Ohio didn't want to learn the gospel. Some even told lies about the saints to try to stop others from learning about the gospel. Jesus told Joseph Smith that he would come to earth again soon. Before he comes, everyone on earth must hear the gospel. The saints should be good missionaries and work hard to share the gospel. When Jesus lived on earth, he told his apostles what would happen before he came again. Jesus told his apostles that the temple in Jerusalem would be destroyed, the Jewish people would be scattered to many nations, and many of them would be killed. There would be many wars, people wouldn't love each other, and they would turn their hearts from God. There would be terrible sickness, disease, and earthquakes. The sun would be dark, the moon would be like blood, and the stars would fall. One important event in preparation for Jesus' return to the earth is the restoration of his church. Jesus said the restored gospel would be like a light in the darkness. Many things that Jesus told about have already happened. Other things are beginning to happen, and others will happen in the future. When these things happen, righteous people will know Jesus is coming. They will want him to come. Many Jews will go back to Jerusalem. They will hear the gospel. Righteous saints will build the new city of Zion, where they will be safe. They will not fight with each other. They will be happy and sing songs of joy. People who are not righteous will not be able to go to Zion. Jesus will come to earth in a bright cloud. Righteous people will see him. All the righteous people who have died will be resurrected. They will meet Jesus in the cloud and come to earth with him. Jesus will come to Jerusalem. He will stand on a mountain there, and it will split in half. The heavens and earth will shake. Wicked people will be destroyed. People in Jerusalem will see Jesus and ask, "What are those wounds in your hands and feet?" He will say, "I am Jesus who was crucified. I am the Son of God." Then the people will cry because of their sins and feel sad because Jesus had been persecuted. Righteous people will be very happy to see Jesus. The whole earth will belong to them. Satan will not be able to tempt them. Their children will grow up without sin. Jesus will live with them for 1,000 years and will be their king. Jesus told Joseph Smith to send missionaries to tell everyone to repent and prepare for the second coming. Jesus said the saints should also prepare. They should pray, fast, and teach each other the commandments. Jesus promised the saints that if they would be close to him, he would be close to them. He said they should pray, and he promised that God would answer them. The saints should do everything they can to help Jesus. When people help Jesus, they become like him. Then they will be ready for his second coming. Chapter 20, Gifts of the Spirit, March 8, 1831. Joseph Smith received many revelations and taught about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a spirit who helps Heavenly Father and Jesus. The Holy Ghost does not have a body of flesh and bones.
Through the power of the Holy Ghost, God gives special gifts to members of the church. These are called gifts of the Spirit, or spiritual gifts. Each saint has at least one spiritual gift. Church members should learn about their gifts and use them to help each other. Jesus told Joseph Smith what some of these gifts are. Some saints are given the gift of knowing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They know He died for us. Other saints are given the gift to recognize and believe the true testimonies of other people about Jesus Christ. Some saints are given the gift to be leaders. Some saints are given the gift to know the difference between righteous and wicked spirits. Righteous spirits are sent by God and make us feel good. Wicked spirits are sent by Satan and bring a bad feeling. Some saints are given the gift of wisdom. This gift helps them make good choices and properly use the knowledge Heavenly Father gives them. Some saints are given the gift of knowledge. Those who have this gift are to teach others and help them make wise choices. Some saints are given the gift of faith to be healed. Others are given the gift to heal sick people. The Holy Ghost gives some saints the gift to do miracles. Miracles show the power of God. Some saints are given the gift to speak languages they do not know. Some saints are given the gift of prophecy. This gift helps them to know and understand things that have happened in the past, things that are happening now, and things that will happen in the future. Some saints are given many gifts. All saints should use their gifts to serve and bless others. The bishop can know what gifts each saint has. He knows who will be good teachers. He knows which saints love God and obey the commandments. Righteous saints should work and pray to be given the gifts they need. All of these gifts come from God. We learned a lot of really important things in those chapters. We learned about the Holy Ghost and about the commandments and keeping the commandments. We learned about missionary work and about Jesus Christ and the second coming. And we learned about spiritual gifts. I'd like you to really think about spiritual gifts and what yours might be. I encourage you to pray to Heavenly Father and to ask Him what your spiritual gifts might be and to help you use those gifts. I know that as you do that, they will be a blessing to you and you'll be able to bless others.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you learned something new.
See you next time.
Bye.
Church and the happiness it brings to me.